And a one, and a two, and a three. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
You're listening to Pleasure Mode.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
I don't know if you get the car keys.
I'm dreaming of a white IPA.
I'm drinking a white IPA.
Well, wow, I can say that for this time of the morning, I think everybody's having a little too much fun already. What do you think?
I'd say so.
We need to have more of this.
Welcome to
a few more practices, I think me and Josh will be better on it.
Welcome to Beer Geek Radio. As you can tell by the sounds of the barbershop quartet, this is Beer Geek Radio's holiday episode, and we're recording on location today at Hamilton Family Brewery in the beautiful city of Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, center of the universe.
And I am your host. My name is Brad, and I'm sitting here with three fine gentlemen. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, fellas.
What's going on, guys? This is Steven.
It's Hoppy Bob back again.
And I am Josh Hamilton, not the baseball player.
We got I don't get it, but I'm glad.
Yeah, I know. Get tons of ratings.
Yeah, this is Josh Hamilton from Hamilton Family Brewery, where I said we were on location, and the episode that we're going to do for you today is a holiday theme, kind of a share of sorts, where we're going to be opening some of our favorite holiday beers and telling you why we like them and where you can find them. And we actually are going to go to the air for some picks that we're going to read off of yours. We reached out to you guys on social media, and some of you guys responded with some good answers, so you'll hear your picks as well. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into one. And what are we drinking, and who picked it, why, and what is in my glass?
What is in your glass right now is Accumulation IPA from New Belgium Brewing Company. It's actually a really great holiday beer. The only reason I actually didn't bring Old Fezziwig from Samuel Adams is because it comes in a sampler pack and it only comes with two bottles, and my fridge is filled with beer right now.
I'm sorry.
I don't need any more than
that. I wonder why that is, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yes. But
it's slacking.
In this beer, we have Target, Centennial, and Mosaic, and Amarillo hops. It's dry hopped with the Amarillo and Mosaic hops, and then the Target and Centennial went into the boil on this one. It is 70 IBU, but it is very, very light for a for an IPA. It's a white IPA, so it's brewed with pale malt and wheat as well. So you're getting a nice little body from the wheat, and you're getting some tropical and citrus fruits from the hops on this one. And the aroma is huge.
Yeah,
you think it's going to be a lot hoppier than it is, and then it's actually very, very light.
Yeah, I was going to say the aroma is like.
That was one hell of a description.
On this
Unfortunately,
one.
Yeah. I do not know that much about my beer.
I agree. Why did you... I was in that whole description. That could very easily be considered reasons why you would pick this beer, but is there like a sentimental reason why you picked it? Or
Sentimental reason? It was actually one of the first kind of holiday beers that I started drinking besides Old Fezziwig, and just fell in love with this beer. And literally, I've waited for it for the past 2 years now. Or, well, I guess this makes 3 years now. So this is the third year I'm having it, and every time it does not disappoint me.
Nice. Where can listeners potentially pick this one up if they're looking for it?
I actually picked this up right by my house, but I know that BevMo, Total Wine, both of those places have that. So that's more of a major place that a lot of my our listeners can go. But I did pick this up at Top Hat Liquor just down the street from my house.
Oh, okay.
Is this a beer I could get, like, say, at a Rouse in Glendora?
No, it is not.
Okay. I typically frequent
Ralph's. That's a solid no, Josh.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I go out of my way to go to Ralph's and Glendora
just for the beer selection. Yeah.
Pretty much, or lack
thereof.
Hey, man, they got great prices on broccoli, guys.
Yeah. You can find Bobby in the meat department.
You can. Actually, I work there.
Meat department was the band he left to join Pleasure Mode.
It was. Those guys did way too much coke.
He doesn't even have to work there. You'll still find him in the meat department.
Wow. Wow.
Get a phone with Boxer, Steven.
Yes, this is great.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, gentlemen.
So now we're going to get into a couple of fan responses. We reached out in social media, as I said before, to ask you guys what beers you're going to open for the holidays. And we got a few answers. A lot of big beers in here. Let's see. Which one shall we go to first? Patrick Flanagan says he's going to open Black Tuesday on Christmas Eve because it gets him ready for Christmas morning. To which I say, do you like not want to get up?
How does that get you ready for the morning?
He must be a rather large gentleman.
Well, maybe he opens at midnight Christmas Eve, and then 12:01 is Christmas morning. He's waiting for Santa still.
It takes him like a minute or two to get through the wax.
Exactly.
And our good pal and former member of Beer Geek Radio, Chris Martin, former co-host,
Chris,
is going to open a Sierra Nevada barrel-aged maple stout that he picked up at the Torpedo Room. So I think we're all just a little jealous.
Nice.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, hopefully it's great and you enjoy it and you enjoy your Christmas because we miss you, Chris.
We do, man. Cheers to you, sir.
Yep.
All right. So then as we're finishing up this white IPA, do any one of you guys want to go next? Do you guys want to go to that Doppelbock or do you guys want to do the...
We can do the Doppelbock or what else do we have on there?
Well, yeah, let's do the Doppelbock because the stout's going to be heavy.
This beer is Stevens.
Yeah, we have Einstock Olgerd. I'm sorry. Yeah, Olgerd Icelandic Doppelbock. It is coming in at 6.7%, and I actually had it last night. I cheated a little bit. I had it while watching some Netflix, and it was really good.
Binge watching Netflix.
Yep.
What were we going for? Orange is the New Black.
You know what?
Breaking Bad, third time.
I took it back old school. That 70s show.
Oh wow! Yeah. Okay, dang. Yeah, so. Wow.
Watching Hyde and Jackie and all of that.
Yeah,
them, you know,
that's a do-nothing type of show. You put that on and you just
enjoy
it. Is it a do-nothing type of show? Because when I watch it, just does nothing.
That's a double meaning there, yeah.
You know what? You can just screw up. But you know what? No, I do not have such a robust... I don't know if robust is the word, but I don't have such a colorful... God dang, how do
well,
you
I think you've
stay?
Given us a lot of... It pairs well with That 70s Show.
Yeah.
We know that.
There's a lot of meaning there, too.
You having trouble over there, dude?
I am, actually.
Here. You got it upside down, you silly man.
Oh, I've never used anything like that. Oh, shoot. All right, we got a credit card / bottle opener over here, and I'm not really digging it.
Yeah, I was given that as a side gift for my wedding from Collab Bottle Openers. I'm pretty excited about it.
So, yeah, this... little bad boy is coming out at 6.7%.
Excuse me, that guy has to go to work.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I poured a pretty.
I don't think anybody listens to this show at my work. I'm never going to tell anybody about this show at work now. See, now you ruined it.
Is that? And that would be the place where we can't get that first beer, right?
You can't get this
and
one either.
The second one
you
too.
You literally can't get any of the beers that we were about to try
great.
Today.
Yeah, this one you can get at BevMo. Total Wine or Little Inside Joke, Jason's House.
You can also pick up Voodoo and Black Bear from Bear Republic. Black Bear stuff.
And you could also steal some of those signs off his wall while you're at it.
Yeah.
I want the mammoth one.
Jason, we're coming for you. Hey, remember, I edit there, so you better not leave me alone.
This is beautiful.
It is.
I love the color
it?
On it, and the smell is so sweet.
It's a little toasty.
Yeah, very, very, very nice aroma. Very pleasurable, actually.
Very,
pleasure
very dark
mode.
Red.
Oh, so sweet. Yeah, pleasure mode.
Yeah, it's
not as pleasurable as pleasure mode, though. Mm-hmm.
No,
this does to your palate what we do to your ears. You know?
Okay.
We're the Doppelbock of the barbershop quartet.
The Doppelbock of barbershop.
Yep.
I like
that. There we go. Yep.
Wow.
There you go.
That's actually the name of our first jam. Doo-wop and Doppelbock.
Sounds like a single.
Dang.
There we go.
Oh,
that song goes downhill really quick, I would imagine.
So I'm curious, is Pleasure Mode either a cover band or a Depeche Mode themed pleasuring device? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to sell the pleasuring device along with the album.
Oh, okay, so it's like a gift set.
The album.
Yeah.
The album is
kind of like what Rammstein did.
I was about to say, believe it or not, that wouldn't be the first time that an album has been sold in the same package as
sex toys.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. I imagine Nine Inch Nails has done that a few times.
No,
that's just
actually,
a guess. I'm not a fan.
It was actually Rammstein that did it. They had
One phallic toy for each member of the band.
Oh, gosh.
Lord almighty.
I will say, thank you. As big of a fan as I am of that, that
it,
group.
It hurts to be a fan.
I did not.
That's what it said on the box.
I did not partake in that gift set.
Yeah, that set was like, what, like $100?
Brad got like three of them.
I did, dude. I haven't opened them yet, though. They're collector's items.
You're letting them age a little bit?
Yeah.
So okay. Rammstein had an album, not just that one song?
Yep. Believe it or not.
Okay.
Hey, man, if you dig it, check it out.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Gosh. All right. So I've said this before. I will say it again. Back to the beer.
Back to the beer.
So, Steven, what do you like about this beer? What made you bring it today to want to share with us?
It was free.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to go to my local liquor store, but I told Jason as I was picking up the equipment that I needed to get it, and he's like, oh, dude, get this. He gave me a couple of bottles, and he said, open this tomorrow. So I actually have not had this before, but I'm very glad I did today. So he kind of introduced me to this.
This is actually an excellent beer. Yeah. I really like this. Mm-hmm. It doesn't scream holiday to me, but it does scream like warm weather, or I mean cold weather winter type of beer to me. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I could see a big, nice mug of this around a campfire or anywhere. or like we've discussed in your boxers watching that 70s show.
Yeah.
Yep.
If that's your deal. So we found out where he got it and why he got it. Killer Doppelbach. I really like the aromas.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out to Jason for giving this to me.
Very solid
beer. Shout out.
Very solid beer. I like it a lot. So we've had now a white IPA and a Doppelbock. I like that, though, because that lends a lot of variety.
Cause, yeah.
You know, we're not going to do, like, all winter stouts or winter porters.
It probably was a good thing that he gave this to me, because if I went to buy something, I already had my mindset on something dark and thick.
And I already know what you probably would have.
Terrible.
Picked James Earl Jones.
I wasn't going to touch that one.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I would say Steven was.
Yes.
So, yeah, I got to say, though, I had you pegged. I thought you were going to bring Winter Solstice. I was, like, almost betting money that you were going
to
bring that.
If I had made it to the liquor store, you're damn right I would have.
All right. Well, at least I still know you a little bit then. I may have moved away, but, yeah, not too far.
You're still a dick.
Damn. Okay. Well, now I can walk to Bobby's house. So
yeah. He's got a new friend, buddy. Yeah. There's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, well, it's because of what's in your refrigerator.
Okay, so now we're actually going to go out to some more fan responses for what beers they're going to open. These next couple are some very big beers, but, I mean, I'm not going to hate on it nonetheless. David Alcantar is going to open a Pugachev Mocha and a Bourbon County Backyard Rye.
Damn, he ain't screwing around.
Yeah. My guess is he doesn't want to remember either Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. I hope you
what
have
is
some
the
help.
Pugachev Mocha? It's like 18% this time? Or is this the first time they did the Mocha one?
Well, yeah, no, this is the first year that Hanger did the Mocha one, and I know that the Pugachev versions of that just released in December, the original Pugachev is like 18.9.
Nice.
This one is from the 25 batch. I think it was the Heaven Hill Barrel 25-year age stuff, and it was aged for like 18 months or something like that. And I'm not sure what the alcohol is in it, but I know I think it's maybe last year or the year before it's like 16.
Okay.
So it's still a really big beer.
Yeah.
And the Bourbon County Backyard Rye, I think, was like over 14%. It's like 14.8 or 14.9.
Wow. So. Yeah, so smooth, easy drinking right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, the Mocha is a small 12-ounce bottle, but the Backyard Rye is a 22-ounce. So I hope you have some help, David, because otherwise, you're going to be on the floor.
Yeah.
And then, you know, go figure, my
You'll
dad.
Wake up next year.
I noticed smooth and easy seems to be the theme of this episode.
Yeah. Yes, and my dad, Bob Greider, is going to open a Coconut Eclipse and a Masterpiece Eclipse. And, you know, just by nature of association, I'm going to have those as well.
There you go.
Bob, don't let him have it.
He's too cocky. He's good. Getting too cocky.
So we're going to move on to the third beer now. I've got one, and also Josh has one. So which one do you want to do? Do you want to do yours, Josh?
Yeah, let's do it. This is our pumpkin rye porter that we got Christmas coffee from the local coffee place, Clatch Coffee. And we cold brewed it, and we put their Christmas coffee in the pumpkin rye porter. So pretty awesome.
Steven just tried to take my glass. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
I've been drinking this like it was, oh yeah, we're just having it.
what I like about having this beer and having it being shared with us by Josh Hamilton, not the baseball player, for the Los Angeles Angels of
Anaheim.
Yeah,
I heard anals.
Yeah. the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Orange County, California. Yeah, stupid
Southern,
name.
Yeah.
But regardless, so not that guy. But I like having him share this with us because he can tell us a lot about it.
Yeah, I can. So, but it's all proprietary, so nope, we're done. No, I'm just kidding. It's been a while. Yeah, this beer, I'd say 15% of the grain was rye, and then we used Crystal 120, some chocolate malt, a little Mara Sauter, and a little just two-row. And then, we used your standard California ale on it. I was going to go with an English one, but I was like, I want it to kind of dry out a little more. And then, the coffee, we just cold brew about a gallon of like cold brew concentrate. It's kind of our ratio is a gallon per keg, which is kind of a lot, except in the espresso brethren, we dialed that back a little bit. But this had a lot going on originally, just this beer. It all blended with the porter and the rye in there, and then the pumpkin and the pumpkin pie spice. So coffee just added a nice another layer. There's a lot more going on in this beer.
It really did. I actually had the pumpkin rye before this, and now I've had the pumpkin rye with the coffee, and it's a whole nother level, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. What I like about it, though, is that you don't lose the base beer with it. You do get a lot of the character of pumpkin pie and the spice, and then you get a nice kind of waft of coffee that kind of like rounds the whole thing out. So it's definitely a complex beer, and it's not one that you're going to have at a lot of places. I don't think I've ever had a coffee pumpkin beer before today, but yeah, I think it's a really nice complex holiday treat.
Oh, thank
you.
It is
different.
Indeed. Yeah. Works on so many levels. So many levels.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you can only get this during the season.
Yeah. This particular with the coffee, we haven't even released it here yet. So we're going to do that today. So you guys are getting,
Cheers,
gentlemen.
Perks of being a beer geek.
Yeah.
Cheers, sir.
Maybe cheers.
Cheers.
To beer geeks and pumpkin coffee Christmas.
And pleasure hole or whatever we're called.
Pleasure hole?
Pleasure mode.
Wow, no, that's the metal version of the doo-wop.
Yeah, right
there. Album in your pleasure holes.
So that's Steven and Brad then. Okay, so you guys, we're pleasure mode, you guys are pleasure
mode. That's the Rammstein cover band.
Wow. Apparently. So I don't know if you said this already, but what kind of coffee specifically do you use for this beer?
I use Coffee Klatch's Christmas roast. So they have a flavor version. We didn't use the flavored roast. We just used their straight-up coffee or their Christmas coffee grounds and then cold brewed it here for a couple of days and then added it into the beer. So
nice. I actually I get my coffee that I drink every morning from Klatch, and I think right now I've got a growler that's their Christmas blend of cold brew, and it's like an Ethiopian bean that they have like Christmas spices or something in it.
Yeah.
And it's actually very good. I'm not sure if it's the same one, but I go to Klatch every couple weeks to refill my growler. Lasts me a while. I love Klatch.
I would know more about the coffee, but when I went there, I was like a kid in a candy store and I bought like five or six different types and started messing around with all of them in our different beers and cold brewing a bunch. So I don't remember much, but I know I was like, I want to do a Christmas one with the pumpkin, kind of a Nightmare Before Christmas type of, pumpkin meets Christmas deal. So
nice. I think it's very solid though. I like it. I think it's complex and I like the layers of flavor. I think the Christmas spice or the pumpkin spice mixes really nice with the coffee, and it kind of like reminds me of waking up and like, okay, now it's pumpkin pie and coffee time.
There we go. Yep.
And you picture drinking this in the morning, waking up and getting breakfast.
We are drinking that. Yeah. We are drinking it in the morning.
No, in the morning.
I'm talking about like looking out the window. You see some snow on the ground, and just lighting the
fire. You don't do anywhere around here.
Yeah, you're in the wrong part of America.
You fire up the 70s show on the Netflix, pop open a bottle.
You guys totally just butchered my description of my vision. So
I have a robe and a large window.
I was about to say, are you seeing
hill.
Something that we're not? Or,
yes,
or,
I am.
Oh, okay, yeah, you must
no,
be.
No, please, I want to hear Steven's description of his perfect Christmas.
My perfect Christmas?
Your perfect Christmas with this beer.
All right, so naked chicks all around. No.
Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I prefer elves.
Jesus, man. Wow. For those of you, you have to know Steven for that to be acceptable. If you don't know him, then that's just totally unacceptable.
Yeah, off the air, he wanted to call this elf fetish. Because we haven't named the beer, and I just don't think...
See, you know. Brad's wrong. You don't need to know me to accept it. You just have to accept it, period.
Oh, my God. One thing I got to say about Josh is this guy is quick on his feet. Oh. My God.
Which, and if you could see me, that's funny because I'm like 400 pounds. And like the last word to describe me would be quick, especially on my feet. Maybe in my Kia Spectra, I can get up to 70 in that bad boy, but... I don't know about quick on my feet.
You're very quick-witted, though. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, that's truly what I meant.
I think that's why we all get along very well.
There we go, yes.
So for one thing I did want to touch on before we move on to the last fan response and then my beer, this being a pumpkin coffee beer, people might wonder like what kind of the base is or what color it is. Is it a porter? Is it like a strong ale? So, I mean, we want to describe the color just very briefly.
This is a murky... brown beer. It's not super dark. And one of the things that, like, when I was home.
What would you say, Steven? Like a 40?
40
SRM.
Yeah,
say about 40 Nate. SRM. About Nate.
An 8.
About Nate, yeah. Okay. You know, I was way off Steven's
body. Yeah.
No, yeah. 40 would be pitch black right there. Yeah.
I wish Chris was here.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it's one thing. That I think the pumpkin added this layer of haze that, like, as try as we may, we could not get this beer to clear up. So, actually, kind of. Like that about it now, you know. But yeah, when I go to do a brown or a porter, sometimes I want to stay away from just putting it so much specialty malt that it just starts looking like a stout, because I think that's, you drink with your eyes too, you know. And so, like, yeah. It's important to me that we kind of pull back, but we still get the appropriate flavors, but that we just don't go overboard and show that we, like, we don't care, you know. Like, oh yeah, we put 80 pounds of this in there and all this stuff, and then you get this pitch black porter or this pitch black brown ale, which I've had before, and I think the colors, if you do it right, can be a really awesome part of the beer. So, yeah, this is, if you're listening right now, just imagine like a murky, light brown, I would say.
Yeah.
With a creamy.
Yeah,
you know,
shake up
a
downtown brown, basically.
Yeah, it looks it looks like a brown ale. It looks like a brown ale. You know what it does? It looks like a holiday spice ale. Like, a lot of them look like this, and this is like a traditional color of that style. It's not a stout or a porter, and it's like a murky brown. And it, you know, it's very solid. And then you look at it, and you smell it, you take a drink of it, and it packs a lot of flavor, I think.
Yeah, a lot of layers.
I think it's very solid.
Thank you. Yeah, so come on down to Hamilton and get a pint last, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's making its debut today, which
how many growlers are in a keg?
Oh, gosh.
I'll take that many.
30.
Nobody's coming to get this beer. you're coming to my house to get this beer. We're talking about Black Market Radio right now.
Black Market Radio.
Black Market Radio. Okay.
Well, by the time everybody hears this episode, this beer is going to be gone.
It will. So we've got one more fan response to read, and then I'm going to get into my beer. And that person's name is Joseph Soto. Forgive me if I mispronounce the last name. It looks like it's spelled Colonel or Coronel.
How's it spelled?
Coronel. So I'm saying Coronel. That sound about right?
Yeah, like the Ivy League, like where Andy Bernard from The Office went to school.
Oh, okay. Cornell. There you go.
Yeah.
So he says he's going to pop open a Bourbon County Vanilla Rye. So that's another Bourbon County variant that we're getting, man. If you want some help, you can know where to find us. I'll gladly take that off your hands and maybe not share it with you. I'm kidding. Enjoy that one, Joseph. Thank you guys for responding to all the people who responded to that one. We want to thank you guys and enjoy your beer, and hopefully you guys are enjoying it while you're enjoying the show. Now,
you're sober while listening to this, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, it's a severe injustice to
except for the fact that a lot of people listening to podcasts while they're like during their morning and afternoon commute. So yeah, don't drink if you're doing that.
Yeah. But it's one of the slogans we have here is that your drinking makes up for our lack of talent. That's Beer Geek Radio.
Right?
You can edit that out.
No, actually, I kind of want to leave that.
That's staying in.
That's going on the hats.
Even though it stings a little bit.
No, I'm just That was the other band you were in, right?
Yes, it stings a little bit.
And that was his Sting cover band.
Yeah. The title of the album was When I Pee.
Wow. Damn. You're going to want to get
Jesus
that. You're
going to
want to get that album checked out.
Don't go to jury.
Wow. You're infectious, my friend. You are infectious.
Dude, is that the second follow-up album?
I'm sorry, but the pun is strong with this one. We have 16 ounces of this, so I'm going to have... I'm going to go ahead and... Yeah. What I brought is back home... gingerbread stout from Golden Road, and there's multiple reasons why I like this beer. Firstly, it's in a can, so I can take it anywhere. So if I decide to be crazy and like go to the beach during the winter time, because you can do that in California, suckers.
I think you are wearing flip flops right now.
I am. I wear flip flops pretty much all the time.
Good job.
I don't like shoes. Shoes suck.
I have ugly toes.
I do too. Mine are crooked, but I don't care.
I've been told I have hobbit feet.
I was going to say, since the release of The Lord of the Rings, hobbit feet are in style. You know? You know what I like about the can? It looks like it's wrapped in like 99-cent store wrapping paper.
Dude, you know what?
I just love it. I love how they did that.
You should see the cardboard 4-pack it came in. It's actually like red wrapping paper. Like it's not actual paper. It's cardboard, but it's the print on it is red wrapping paper, and it has a tag, like a to and from tag on it.
Oh, I love it.
I think the marketing on that was actually pretty genius.
Yeah, well done. Good
but
job,
yeah, so man. Yeah, I think it's a flavorful stout. It's like 8%, so it's still not like it's not crushable, but at the same time, it's not like overwhelming. But there's a lot of aroma and flavor that comes out of
goodness.
This beer.
That fresh, smells like Christmas.
Fresh,
real quick. Where's Golden Road
fresh
from again?
Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and if you haven't been, I recommend you go.
Okay, yeah, I have not been.
They're the Los Angeles Golden Road of Anaheim. No, I'm just kidding.
The California, Southern California of Anaheim of Los Angeles.
I'm a big
south of the 10.
I'm a big fan of Golden Road, and ever since I moved out to Glendora, we're a little closer. We've been since then. I think they make a lot of solid, like, you know, real sessionable stuff, and their
Holy
IPAs
shit.
Are fantastic.
Wolf Among Weeds.
End of discussion.
Ooh. That's stupid. That's stupid good.
And it comes in 4-packs, dude, and it's like $11.
At Top Hat, right down the street
from
us.
Great pick, Brad.
Singles. I get singles of Wolf Among Weeds for $2.50.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wolf Among Weeds is incredible.
I pick up like two of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
2-3 times a week.
Now, where is that again?
A day.
this beer
that
definitely
Jason
says
Fridge
holiday.
Liquor store.
This definitely says holiday to me. That's pretty much why I brought it.
Yeah, 100%. This is a really fantastic
talking
beer.
About
Golden Road. Kind of was off my radar for a very, very long time, and now more lately, I've been getting really into these guys, and this is just a top-notch freaking beer.
Oh, yeah. I think that they make a lot of great beers all the way around. I think this is a great holiday beer. Like we've said, their IPAs are very solid. Wolf Among Weeds and Better Weather IPA are both stellar, and they're a local brewery, so, I mean, you can get their stuff all the time.
What's
and
nice
everything comes in cans.
While I drink this, it's like the ginger aspect of it is... I think it's well balanced with the rest of the beer, but then it lingers, man. Like,
yeah,
when it's like when
it's
you
very
get
fresh. It feels like fresh baked. Like you just open the oven and there's the little fucking bastards in there baking to death, and you're like, ooh,
not safe for work.
Not safe for work.
And I can get the jelly.
Not
bean
my
buttons,
gingerbread buttons.
You know?
But yeah, I mean, it really the aroma and even the initial flavor on it. I mean, it still lingers with a lot of different spices, but it's very like very fresh is the only way I can fully bring it into the minds of these people.
When you have a vocabulary this extensive,
I know
you know
and how verbose he is, and they just he's stumbling.
See, you just stumped me with that word verbose. I love it.
Yeah, I learned that one from another podcasting friend, Matt Becker. You know Matt Becker.
Yeah, he's very verbose.
Yeah, he is very verbose. Yeah, he has a very nice, warm radio voice, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should see
he's
how
got
many
a face for radio,
verbose.
Too. I've told him
this episode.
Who can say verbose? The verbose.
We're the verbosest with the mostest.
So before we, because obviously, as you can tell, we can keep going forever. But before we do that, and before we get out of here, we found out what some of you guys are going to be opening on Christmas Day. You guys have found out some of our favorite holiday beers. We're going to reveal our picks for what we're actually going to be opening on that awesome Christmas morning or Christmas evening or whenever you want to open your special beer. So, Steven, go.
I will be opening Ballast Point Victory at Sea. I picked up 4 bottles just for this this occasion.
Nice.
I'm only going to be drinking one. I'm not going to get trashed. But the other 3 I'll be savoring.
All right, Bobby, your turn.
I will be opening Lair of the Bear, barrel-aged in Russian Imperial Stout from Mammoth Brewing Company, which is a very awesome,
I have not had
very,
that.
Very awesome beer. Jack Daniels. It's aged in 4 different barrels. I can't remember the other ones, but the Jack Daniel barrel stands out the most.
That sounds like something I have to try.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Smog City Coffee Porter. Dad, don't listen to this before, because that's your gift.
Oh, you shouldn't have said it.
Nice. What about you, Josh? What are you opening on Christmas
Day? You know, to be honest, I hadn't even thought about that. I'm mostly thinking about the kids and what they're going to be opening. But now that you mention, I have some beer in the fridge here that I'm going to go through and figure out something, share some with my wife. But I have a small bottle of the Pukachev's Royale I got like on my last day at Hanger when I worked there, and which is cool for us because the reason when I left was we signed our lease here at the brewery after we sold the house and everything that we pretty much owned to start this. So it's a crazy time last year, if you can imagine. Became homeless, essentially. We moved in with Kristen's parents, but my wife's parents. And then so Christmas is a really cool time of year for us at this brewery. And so I don't know, I might go out and buy a special bottle and share it with her, because right around when we signed the lease here, and then 7 months later we got open. So I should go out and make it a momentous occasion. I got some awesome beer from the brewery. I'm not gonna, you know, say how, but thank you, Brad. And I might be opening up those. But see, that's the thing. I probably will drink those before Christmas. So yeah,
early Christmas presents.
Early Christmas, right? Yeah, it's Christmas year round.
I like to play the role of a Santa Claus when I visit Josh, just because, you know what? I think he works his ass off, and you guys are gonna hear his story at length of how this brewery opened on another episode coming soon. So. We like to share the love. Cause,
that's
for
another time.
Yeah. No, I really like what you guys are doing here. And thanks. I said, we're going to go into it at length in another episode here very soon, so you guys will be able to get to know Josh and the Hamilton Family Brewery very well. So my pick that I'm going to be opening on, I think, Christmas Eve, just because I don't want to wake up and drink like super like crazy amounts of beer. I'm going to be opening a beer from where I work, the brewery. It's barrel-aged Four Calling Birds.
Mm.
Can't wait. I've been sitting on it for not literally for about 6 months, and yeah, really excited to open it. Basically tastes like booze and graham crackers.
Now when you sit on it, is that to cellar it at the 98.6 degrees?
Yeah, perfect.
How comfortable
cellaring
is
temperature.
That bottle? Now you on cork first, or you just have it on its side?
Yeah. It ages best in tight, damp spaces.
That's called the penguin age.
Wow.
That's how you age it.
It's all right.
Penguin aging.
What's that? I have not heard that.
Before we
sit on it.
Oh,
before we get to...
You could have gone with the chicken. Chickens sit on eggs. Yeah. I think that's the... Who knows,
like,
penguins?
What? Is it because they walk like they have a stick of
they
grass?
It was the first bird that came into my mind.
Okay, all right. Before are they a bird? They can't even fly.
Before we get too inappropriate with sitting on stuff, we are going to take this opportunity to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays, a Happy Hanukkah. If you guys celebrate Kwanzaa, more power to you. Whatever it is you guys do, we just want to wish you guys a Happy Holiday from Beer Geek Radio, and I'm sure Mr. Josh Hamilton wants to as well.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. This has been a blast. Yes, I'm wondering if we can get Pleasure Mode back out here for, one more.
Ooh.
I think we can. I think if we cheer loud enough, they will come back out.
Pleasure Mode. Pleasure Mode. What song do we want them to encore? I don't even know.
This has
we
been.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. Cheers. Merry Christmas.
Cheers, guys. Thank you for listening to Beer Geek Radio. We're out.